News, information, events, and informative programming. Proudly serving the businesses and residents of Hunterdon County, New Jersey.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Hello and welcome to Talented People. It's, it's already March 29th, and it's already at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. I'm Jeannie Murphy, and I've got a special guest in studio again today, Bart Jackson, my co-host. I'm going to tell you about our show in just a second, but I'm going to give you an update on this awesome weather. If you happen to be outside today in the central New Jersey area, it's sunny with a high near 60. Mostly clear tonight with a low about 29. Mostly sunny again all day on Thursday with a high of 53. And then a chance of showers, mostly cloudy with a low of 37 on Thursday night. Showers, the rain could be heavy at times on Friday with a high of 48. And then that continues with a cloudy and a low of 40 on Friday night. Chance of rain on Saturday again, partly sunny with a high of 53 and a low of 37. And then mostly sunny with a high about 58 degrees actually on Sunday and a low about 38. So it looks like a decent next couple days. I want you to know that Talented People has been having a special segment on Tuesdays. We will be continuing that through the month of April, featuring the women who are presenting for the 8th annual Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce Women's Business Summit. And it's going to be held on April 25th. There's archives out there on social media from our interview yesterday on Talented People, if you want to listen along. And then register at the hunterdon-chamber.org website and join us on that day. We're going to go to a quick break, and then we'll be right back with Bart Jackson. Stay with us, and thanks for listening to Talented People.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
Okay, welcome back to Talented People. I'm Jeannie Murphy, and my co-host in studio today is Bart Jackson again. Bart, how are you today?
Oh, great, John. Good afternoon. How can you not be fine on this fabulous day when Helios shines his rays over us all? It is glorious. And in light of this glorious day, I had an idea. The name of the show is Talented People, and you always bring on people who are almost as talented as you are. It's great. But I thought this time, let's get real.
Okay.
Let's do impossible people. You know them. These are these souls who come in and disrupt your lives in a million ways. And I sat down and I wrote down all the kinds of people that disrupt my lives. So after the show's over, I want to hear from all of you about what kind of people disrupt your lives. But anyway,
good idea.
I wrote my list of bad people, of disruptive people, shall we say. And what we're going to, well, each, I put it in my Tasmanian pith helmet and one each. And so Jeannie's going to draw one. I'll draw one. And we'll give you either a story about it, maybe even some tips on how to handle this soul.
Good idea.
Without a large axe and sledgehammer.
Okay. So, and being that you are the art of the CEO, so everybody out there knows, Bart Jackson is the host of a really popular radio show also called The Art of the CEO, and you can check it out online. And Bart is a publisher, and he's traveled around the world to like 70 different countries, and he's written like forever, and I love him to death, and he's really fun. So, okay, we're going to go ahead. So we know you have so much. You've interviewed so many people over your years that you actually probably have.
That's what you do, Jeannie. If you have absolutely no talent whatsoever, you find those who do have talent and make them look good. You know, you sort of rub up against them. It's a great life.
Okay, so we're going to draw from your
hat. All right, I am going to reach in. You reach in, Jeannie. You draw one, reach in. Oh, okay, she's pulled one out. What did you get?
Okay. Oh, boy. All right. The description of this person, what you're calling them, impossible people instead of talented people.
Yes, right.
I love it. I love it. Okay. The depressor. Oh. Always bringing everyone down.
Oh.
They hate depressors.
Boy, I bet you know one or two of those.
I do. I do. And depressors, naysayers, like you say, are people that everything is going great. And they have to have some type of an anchor, right?
Right.
And it's like you're all, you know, maybe you're having a meeting and you're thinking about what's going to happen, your forecast, and all of a sudden you got the depressor. Mm-hmm. Okay. So what do you want me to tell you about the depressor?
Well, here's a depressor. There's someone who, let's say you're at a meeting, and I've had this experience.
Okay.
I was at a meeting, and we were building a new website. And this person was sort of sitting there glumly in the corner like a fomenting volcano. And everyone was coming, we could do this, we could do this. And the ideas are building one off of the other. And life is going excited. And all this one says, oh, it won't work. To every single idea, not just to the end.
Right.
It won't work. No, it never worked. And allow me to point out this problem. Allow me to point out this problem. The person
has
a problem for every solution.
Yes.
Now, why do you think they do that?
I don't know, but it does get on my nerves. I'm thinking about what you're saying. Yeah. Another example of it is where, where you're talking about going, maybe you have an idea and you've got all these different ways that you want to pitch it or so.
Right.
And like you said, oh, the cost. No, we can't afford it. No, we can't. It's like the person wants to be just say no to everything, like you said. Yeah. Okay?
Well, what you can do is the first thing, you can congratulate him on making it through law school. Lawyers are the greatest deal breakers.
What do you do?
What I do with them is this. You have to look at, again, what does this person want? This person wants to be heard. He wants to be listened to. He wants to have a voice that says, yeah, that won't do it.
Wait, and I got a...
A solution. Here she is.
I have a person in my head that is the depressor, okay?
Okay.
Now, this is a true story.
What government post does she hold?
Go ahead. Actually, it's a manufacturing person, okay?
Whoa.
And it's a manager, okay?
Oh.
So this person, and it's a funny story. Okay, everything, no matter what, you never, ever saw the person smile, okay?
Mm-mm.
And so the person would come to, every family gathering.
Like Alan Greenspan. Yeah,
listen. And it was he would come over, and then basically he would never smile.
Uh-huh.
He never added anything like a joke or anything, right? Mm-hmm. And he would just sit there and kind of watch. And then he would say things like, I don't know, I've just been so busy lately because I got a raise, and then on top of it, I finished my master's degree. Pout, pout. Like, there was never anything exciting like, oh, I just got my master's, and I love, but I got a raise, you know? Mm-hmm. So I said to him one day, I said, do you ever smile? And I said, oh my God, let me tell you.
Hey, funny looking.
Right. And I'm serious. I'm going to tell everybody this story because we broke through, okay? I was sitting with his wife and him, and it was I'm talking years that had been going on. And he's a manager. And I just said, I can't imagine working for you. I said, do you treat the people that you're with in the office like you are right now? Like, is everything always so heavy and not fun and depressor, right?
Uh-huh.
I'm so glad I got to pull this out.
This is great. They're fabulous.
And we broke through, right? So I said to him, don't you wish that someone, if you have a manager or a boss that is a depressor, mm-hmm. that someone like me would be able to just do this to that person. Because I'm not taking the credit for it. I just wish that if I had a depressor around, someone would slap him in the face and make him change, right?
Boy, that's
I did,
true.
Though. I said...
Yeah, and you did. So what did he say?
He just looked at me and he got kind of this grin. Like, it was kind of funny. And he was like, what? And I'm like, if you were my boss... And you looked every day like you look, and you were always so negative, and you mm-hmm. never said anything nice or smiled or made uh-huh. a joke. I'm like, I would just hang myself. I would want to die. I would want to leave the company because I couldn't handle it, right? So his wife just was like, oh, my God, I can't believe you just said that to him. Keep going, Jeannie. get him. And we did. So I really kind of pulled it on him on almost every yeah. – we sat down, and I said, you know what we're going to do? And actually, this is kind of funny because it goes back to our Dr. Paul Marciano, everybody
yeah,
knows
right.
out there in our Hunter County.
Give him respect, R-E-S-P-A-C-T, yeah, right.
Yeah,
uh-huh.
and I was actually representing him for, on his book at that time.
Oh.
So I had learned
he
so much.
He was dating Aretha Franklin, I believe. No,
I was learning about employee engagement because that's mm-hmm. what his thing is. So I said to him, I'm like, you have to... You know, be nice to your people. You have to smile a little bit, you know. So I said, oh, we're going to have like, you know, every week you're going to come over. We're going to sit out here by the pool. And we're going to go through this series of how to smile, be nice, tell me a joke. And so at the end of the day, honest to God, the depressor to this day comes uh-huh. over now. And every time they come over, we start laughing. And I'm like, are you nice to your people? Because someone does that. My tip Whoa. Is that if you have a depressor, someone has to call them on it.
Jeannie, I think that
think
there
that?
Is nothing like absolute honesty because nobody thinks of themselves, no one sees themselves as others sees them. And he may think that this is a powerful way to act. He's a model that he thinks is important.
Right.
And so that's great. Now, the only
he
thing.
He did not know.
And
he
did
never
not
even
know. No.
Did.
It's a mold. We all
Amazing.
Fall You're into. Gonna- personal role models, and so the honesty helps. If you are in the business situation, I would say, and you don't feel quite like saying that, there is
yeah,
another, the one that, if you've got the naysayer, this won't work, that won't work, this
right.
won't work, I'm the lawyer, I'm the deal breaker, and this is my power. The only thing that, one thing I've seen is, all right, Melissa, you're right on that. Now, but since you really got the handle on the analysis, so tell us, how would you build it? How would you rebuild this to make it work? You
nice.
Got to put the positive
oh, back.
How
back.
Would you rebuild
yeah,
this?
Yeah, because
to
they
make
do
it work?
Just want the attention.
Right, yeah.
The
they
depressor,
want.
The naysayer.
And so
they
you're
do.
Saying,
you're right.
Give the name, say, hey, Melissa, boom. Alrighty.
Oh,
alrighty.
See?
So that's not a crazy
there you
depressor.
Go. Practical right. solution.
So now it's,
no, wait, I got to say, everybody, that's a really good point. Good solution there, Bart. Love the tip.
Okay.
You know,
I am
if
reaching.
If you can't just tell him to smile and get over it, then you have to find a way to challenge him back.
Right. Because
really, the depressor, all he wants is the floor.
Yeah. That's
so
it.
Give him the floor.
Well, yeah. Go
nice.
Okay.
I
am going to reach in and I am pulling mm-hmm. out. Okay. Reach into the hat.
Next.
Oh, God. Oh, this is one. This is the promiser. The promiser.
The promiser.
And we all have it. This is not particularly a bad soul until it comes to delivery. It's sort of, he's the computer in your life. And that is, computers make all these marvelous deals until it comes time to fax an anvil to Kansas. And all of a sudden, the computer goes, oh, I don't do stuff.
I don't do that.
I give advice. And I've seen consultants. I was just talking to the head of the National Consulting Agency last night. And he says, so many of these guys come in and they give advice and they don't do anything.
Oh,
and
boy.
They walk out. Well, that's... sometimes that's what you want. You just want the ideas.
Mm-hmm.
But the promiser is a person who says, I'm going to do something and I'm not going to deliver it.
Uh-huh.
And I have had a person like this and I've just said, you know... It's like the people who are chronically late or something like this.
I hate that.
You can tell them, gee, Joe, you're chronically late. Gee, Sally, you didn't deliver again. And,
I think the person who's chronically late is a control person, too.
I think
that's
yeah,
a whole statement
or,
in itself.
Or, yeah.
That drives me crazy.
Or they're
always.
Just a lot like my wife who says, this way I can slow this son of a gun down. Did you check the coffee? Did you check, you know, and she asks the list as you're going down the street. Did you turn off the water faucet? Well, hell, I don't know if I turned off the water faucet. Anything. Just decided that this is, anyway, but the promiser, the only thing I can do is that I would say, I had someone who was like this, and the only thing I could do was, you've got to take what they do give. In other words,
huh.
they take what they're promising is through this, this, and this. So have them really work on that idea. And just
keep them
don't
focused.
Count money. And you can ally them with a doer, if that works. Or you can just take them
idea.
As for ideas. And sometimes you can get the doer. I have, working for me, a worker bee who is fabulous. But he hasn't got an idea in his soul.
I love what you're saying. That's a really good
idea. That's the only thing that I've seen.
Well, I think that's important to reiterate to everybody out there listening, because it's true. Like, say that there is a promiser, and the person, it's almost like a yin-yang. The promiser needs to have, like you said, a T-crosser or a doer with them paired up.
Right.
So that you can actually bring success to the situation by giving the person who has to, because there are people who seriously are not visionary or promisers.
No,
and
no.
They do cross T's, and they're just constantly doing something. So put them together and get it done.
Yeah,
right. I that's a good idea, Bart.
Right.
We're getting somewhere on our what are they called today? Not talented people.
Impossible people.
Impossible. Well, it's time for our first break on talent.
Alrighty,
impossible
you
people.
Go ahead. You
I'm
go
Jeannie
ahead.
Murphy with Bart Jackson, my co-host. So much fun. We're talking about impossible people in your workplace or around you, and we're going to try to give you a solution and a story, if we have one, for each of these that we're pulling out of the hat, literally. So stand by. We'll be right back after the commercial breaks. And thanks for listening to us.
At Crown Trophy of Flemington, we have thousands of products for you to choose from. Whether you're looking for trophies, plaques, or corporate awards, Crown Trophy of Flemington is your one-stop shop. We feature acrylic and crystal awards and promotional products for any occasion. We build and engrave all awards right on site. And we're a leading supplier of varsity jackets for local sports teams. We provide quality customer service and great pricing. Crown Trophy of Flemington is conveniently located in the Staples Shopping Center in Flemington. Crown Trophy of Flemington, we're trophies and a whole lot more.
I'm your ice cream man, stop me when I'm passing by.
It's time to visit Pambie's, the newest ice cream shop in town. Pambie's Purely Delicious Ice Cream, Gelato, and Sorbet, made in Hunterdon County from unique blends of natural extracts, herbs, and spices. Created with a rich, creamy texture bursting with flavor. Tickle your palate with exotic flavors such as rose cardamom, hot mango, and ginger lemon. Or satisfy your craving for dark chocolate, pecans, and caramel. Located on Route 31, south of Clinton. Pambie's, Purely Delicious.
See, now all my flavors are guaranteed to satisfy.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
All right, we're back here at not talented people, but impossible people. Bart Jackson, my co-host, is in studio, and we're having a really good time playing this game where we're picking out descriptions of people who are impossible to be around.
Right.
You all know who they are out of a hat, literally. You'll see the picture tomorrow. It's pretty funny. So I just picked mine, again, my second one now, and it's called the over-communicator.
Yes.
More than
now,
I
let
really
me tell you about the over-communicator. This is the person that's always talking all the time. Gene, you've got to learn to be quiet. So, I'm sorry. You were saying something?
I know. It takes one to know one. Bart, right? Radio show hosts, you know, definitely over communicators.
Yes.
It is so aggravating. And I can even say from myself, I am an over communicator to the point of it must drive Colleen crazy, okay?
Oh.
Because in our work together, I always am talking way too much.
Mm-hmm.
So I need you. Tell us, how do you get someone like me to shut up? I actually walk away thinking I'm annoying to myself.
Oh, yeah. I do this too. I was talking to, I'm taking piano lessons, so I'm talking to my piano teacher at the end of this thing, of our lesson. And she asked me how Tasmania went. I was telling her about Sarah Island. And for some reason, I'm going into the tortures and how they beat the men and made special flogging. And I'm like, why am I doing this? It's like the woman who comes up and says, would you like to see the film of my giving birth? No, she doesn't want to hear it. I don't want to see it. No. And so the only thing, the one thing I've seen is, this particularly happens at work and or sometime when you're going. And the only defense I've seen that really, really works is so Jeannie coming up and she has a whole lungful of stories. And so you got to head them off. And this is what you say, or even in the middle. You say, Jeannie, I got 2 minutes. Jeannie, I got 2 minutes. So could you tell me right now, how is your son Brandon doing?
Right.
In other words, you do two things. First of all, you tell them that you have a time limit. But you're showing interest. They're communicating because they want to be heard. They want to be listened to. And they've got something they want to say. So if you say, or you can say, if they've just gone to somewhere truly exciting like Indiana or whatever, and you say, gee, I got 2 minutes. Give me the three most fun things about Indiana, or something
good.
Like this.
That's
and you've
very
got to,
good.
So you're getting them
right.
to say.
Yeah.
You're also getting them to think that, oh, I have to put a time limit
right.
on this. I'm
yeah,
not,
I like that. But that was good, Bart.
Yeah,
I don't give you credit
I'm
on
not
that
running
one.
Out.
Okay. I like that.
Okay,
so over-communicator, you just have to tell them, look, you only got 2 seconds. Give me the highlights because I'm on my way out the door.
Right.
Nice.
But, right.
That would shut me up.
All right. I mean, oh, yes, I'm sure. And all right, so let me reach in now to the old Tasmanian chapeau. And all righty. This is the bobblehead. Now, this is what I meant by the bobblehead. The bobblehead is one of these people. It's the exact opposite of the negative guy who says, oh, I can do anything. Yes. He says, I talked to the CEO of McCormick Spices, and she is a fabulous woman. She's one of the most balanced people I've ever met.
Really?
And she says, it's a fault. She says, you see it, and I don't mean to get ethic. This is her words. She said, you see it in a lot of Indian people because they want to get the deal. They want to get the price. So you say, well, this is all broken. It doesn't work. Oh, well, we will fix it. Well, I really need it by Tuesday. Oh, yes, we will fix it. I need it in 17 minutes. Oh, absolutely. And she's saying that, she had two PhD chemists
who
were very bright and very, but it's the anything you want.
Right.
It's yes.
Yeah.
And the only her solution
I want to hear
was to literally, if they're one of her pleas, to take them by the lapels and say, would you like a child who did that to you? You know when your child's yes and you
really say that?
Yeah.
I love
and
this because we get some from the CEO of McCormick's.
Right.
That's the top,
my
top of the line.
Right, yeah. She's very... Sashima, I'm saying it wrong.
So she pointed it out.
Yes,
to
she
him
pointed it out.
And said, stop it.
And stop it. You've got to be honest.
I
and
like
this
that.
Is, they're not being... And they wanted... Is it actually... And I think the thing is you have to say, what the customer values... more than agreement is honesty. If you can get that, that's it. And the only way, sometimes what I do with a person, I take them to extremes. I see how far they'll go. Well, can you do it? Can you do it for $5? Yes. Well, can you do it for $2? Yes. Can you do it for $1.50?
You might as well use it
to your
advantage.
Can you do it in 10 minutes?
If they're going to be bobbleheading.
And so you start, and all of a sudden they realize you're playing.
You got to the point. Yeah. No, I like that, and I think that's a good idea. And now I'm trying to put into like a practical sense, like is if I were in an office with someone and they were a bobblehead, because I can picture it, right?
Right.
So you're saying like what she would say is kind of like stop doing that, like. I agree with you. Honesty is the best way to go. You just could look at them and be like, tone it down a little bit. You don't have to say yes to everything, right?
Right.
Just tell them.
You don't want to have them not be agreeable people.
Right.
You don't want to turn them into.
No,
why
I can't
don't
do
you
it.
Mind your own business?
Yes.
You know, I mean,
right.
it's a you don't want to turn them into the, or I was like Alan Greenspan. This is, he was you know, great Secretary of the Treasury, and absolutely nothing was ever good for the guy. I mean, he could say, you know, Christ's second coming would come in, and he'd say, but he's walking on my carpet with bare feet. Yeah, whatever. He would find something.
You know? Yeah. Oh, my God. That's a good one. No, it's true. Anyway, all right.
All right.
Turn.
Okay, Jeannie, dig deep okay, and grab here. Something here.
Okay,
what do we got?
The consensus builder.
Ah, so this is a good one.
This is a positive. Mm-hmm. The consensus builder. It's kind of like the cheerleader.
Yeah, kind of. Like, what I meant was that sometimes you get, you know, particularly at a meeting or you've got a group, okay. You've got a vision, something you want to get done.
Okay.
And the person, there's two types. There's the more typical male is the unilateral decision. You know, we're going to do this, gang. Grab your hose and let's get going. Boom. And the consensus builder wants everyone on board.
Oh.
So she will try to gather people around it. And
so let's see her. Give me an example of a
well,
person.
Well, I tell you, one of the people I know, Joan Verplank, the former head of the state chamber, the first woman in to head a committee in the United States State Chamber and several committees, she always knew how to turn to people and get their ideas out with them. Now, if you're facing someone like that, if you see, in other words, if your boss... Mm-hmm. Or one of the people in your team works this way, you know that they're going to go ahead with this. So what do you do? How would you help them, do you think? Or do you want to help them?
Well, I do. I actually like this because I'm actually thinking of someone here right at this Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce I can call out.
Chamber
and it's
just
impossible.
Has consensus.
Like, this goes back to the talented people, not the impossible list. We'll put them on. If we were playing pool right now, we'd move one of our white things on the other side of the...
Put a racket over there over the left, right.
Laura Cummins, who works here, she is a consensus builder in the most positive sense of the way. Mm-hmm. And I, you know, gotta say, it's so funny. Every time we have a show, because she's kind of like the front door to the radio programming, so she meets everybody. She always has her best interests in mind. And whenever anyone mentions her name, she always has like a gleaming, you know, resume, you know, reference on everybody because she's always got their best interests in mind. And, she, you know, I kind of consider the consensus builder a person that has straight lines to solutions.
Right.
And so they're thinking about everybody that they know and they're connecting them together. So that's a talented person.
You know, that really is, and it's a talent you can develop. And I think you've just said, because you do this yourself, if you want to help the consensus builder, if you want the room to build a consensus, find the one thing that they're good at. And you should hear Jeannie introduce people. She can even make my wife's husband sound smart. She finds that best trait that they have an excellence in or an ability or a mannerism, and she brings that out. This will allow your consensus builder to work with what they have. You know, this is Jim, you've always got engineering covered. You really, really know how to put things on the track. And what's your thought? This way the consensus builder can work with getting Jim on board, even if Jim is thinking a little bit is on the fence on the idea to begin with. See, because she can then you're giving her softball, and she can knock his excellence out of the park.
Let me tell you something. Everybody out there listening to our show today, Mark Jackson and I are having a really good time playing this game. I'm so glad that we pulled this consensus builder up, because you know what our tip should be to everybody out there?
Mm-hmm.
Try to be a consensus builder if you want
absolutely.
To make your office and your environment better. If you're thinking about everybody's best traits and then trying to pull them all together, then that would be making for a better day. I think you could turn a negative into a positive by becoming a consensus builder.
I think so. The army has decided.
This is random here, just so you know. I'm loving it.
We sort of float the way some governmental administrations do. But
it was
go there.
A really good idea to play this game.
But, you know, the army has a saying that if you have them by the throat, their hearts and minds will follow. Well, yeah, that works for getting them from here to the lake.
Right.
But if you want to take them cross country, you better get the hearts and minds.
Love it.
And that's how to do it.
Oh, so that's
so whose pick is it now? Is it
it's
mine?
Yours. Yeah.
Right.
I like that consensus builder.
All right, here we go.
That's cool.
I'm digging deep here.
I'm
up by
my
crown.
You're the same
way. Which is
and Laura.
Oh, okay. Here we go. This is one I love. This is the credit stealer.
Oh, God.
This is that woman.
No.
That woman. I can describe her for you. Would you like her name? And I'll put her phone number on the air, maybe. No, this is the person who comes in, and it's not all just a business. It's socializing. You know, so I know Marco. My friend Marco Polo just went over to China. And speaking of traveling, while I was out, I just took him and showed him the way. You know, or I mean,
the just person's like the common denominator to all things. That is, yeah. All things good.
But you know, the one thing, no one should be allowed to steal your credit.
Yeah.
And here's why. Because you, if someone does that, you're not making, the fault lies within you, Brutus, that you're not making yourself known. And a couple of ways you can do that. First of all, everybody at work, your coworkers and your boss and supervisors should know what you're working on and laboring hard. Quick comments like, working on the Johnson report and really struggling with it. And the best line to follow that up with, say that to your boss and say, you know, I've got one or two sticky points, Henrietta. I was wondering if you could help me when you had some time. I'll call on you later. All of a sudden, you've told Henrietta what you're doing. If that idea comes from somebody else, Henrietta knows. Secondly, you have just shown Henrietta that you have the wisdom of the gods by asking the most intelligent person in the world, herself, to help you. So, that's how I am. And the other thing
that's a touchy one. I'm trying to think. Yeah. I'm picturing the situation. I can see the credit taker. So you're right. So you have to find a way to go around the credit taker to let the others know that you're driving the bus here.
And you have to also, another good way, to be a credit share.
It's a matter of having enough confidence to stand up for yourself somehow, because otherwise you're letting the person take the credit for you.
There's also another thing, and it's a tangible thing. If you're giving reports, if you deal in paper or files or disks or something, have a little brand that's yours. It's like a painter signing his work. You never have any trouble knowing who, remembering if John Hancock signed the Declaration. So put a little, you can make a little brand. You can always turn your stuff in a blue folder. You can.
Nice. Good tips there.
So, just a thought.
That's anyway. Good.
Alrighty.
All right.
Now,
next. Is it me?
Yeah,
my turn?
You get one. You can pick a bad one or a good one.
Let's see what we get.
It's uplifting.
I'm getting a talented person here. The uplifter. Life is not so serious. Life is good. That's
right.
You.
Oh,
that is a Bart Jackson. You are an uplifter. That's so cool. Mm-hmm. Okay, so we got that on the talented people side.
Okay.
Not the impossible.
So if
you have to have an uplifter around you.
Mm-hmm. I think you have to. But again, now, so my question to you is, if you have somebody like that, high-stepping strutters who land in the gutter often need help too. The uplifter needs to be helped, uplifted.
Nice.
And
that's a great point.
Yeah. You may think he is strong in and unto himself, but we all need a little lift.
That's so cool that you. I see. I'm really into this game because who would have thought that? I would not have thought that the uplifter needs to be lifted up.
Yeah. All right.
So on a talented people side, the uplifter that I believe we all need to live and have in our life, then you just have to remember that they've got challenges too.
Well, Jeannie is very much of an uplifter, right?
That's the coolest thing.
I
think that's really great. We're learning here. I hope you guys out there listening to this challenge, the talented versus the impossible
people
today.
The talented versus the impossible.
It's fun.
All right, let me dig deep. We got time for another one here?
Yeah, absolutely.
Let me do it.
This is
Jeannie Murphy, the head of Mariah Media and one of the best PR people that you could ever come across. And if you, listening out there, need to publicize yourself, and the answer is yes, you do, because you're not doing it well and you're not doing it enough. If you need a little help like that, you should listen to Jeannie. You should call Jeannie, et cetera, et cetera.
Bart. And just again, everybody out there knows, thank you so much. Bart Jackson is the publisher of a whole series and line of leadership titles and business books. You can look up Bart's books. You can go to The Art of the CEO, where he hosts one of the most popular radio shows, literally interviewing the top CEOs across the country every week. And you can listen to archives. You can look up on the... internet anywhere and find the Art of the CEO. And I'm going to mention our game that we're playing today, Impossible versus Talented People, which I love so much. It's so great. This is just fun. And you do know what you're talking about here because of all the books that you published, the interviews that you've done for your whole life.
Yeah.
How many thousands of interviews have you done?
Oh, God. I don't know, but I do know.
It's been a writer
for a
and
while
reporter.
In my freelancing, I was writing 150 articles a year. And that was the zenith, and that was before I started the publishing company. That was just in my old journalism days, and I had someone call me the curator of business, which I sort of, in other words, I find all the good ideas and I stuff them
in
my
pocket.
I love it.
And you know, your show, The Art of the CEO, you're always talking about being the CEO of yourself.
Yes.
So today, you and I are rocking on here, trying to hopefully give some advice to everyone out there, but I do want everybody to know that he's really got the answers here. I've never played this before, and I'm literally pulling these out of a hat, and I'm learning as we go. So thank you, Bart.
Well, this is great fun, and the one I have just pulled out of all things, and they have whole things about this, is The Bully.
The Bully.
And my feeling is this, no one can bully you without your consent.
That goes back to it again,
agree. And that's it. The bully is someone who comes at you and berates you, says bad things at you, and tries to get you at the same time. He's always trying to get you to do something, from giving you lunch money to doing extra work to so forth. And I remember talking to a Dr. Namie who's has an anti-bullying clinic. He told the story about, he says, you have to remember, bullies are at work and school, they are absolutely tyrannical over the people who are beneath them.
Yeah.
But they are fawning to the people who are above them. And he talks about one guy who was a bully who used to come and wash the CEO's car every week.
He
was
what?
I mean, I say, is this for real? He says, oh, yeah, this is what they want. But the reason, now, think about this.
So they're sucking up to the boss, and then they're controlled,
and of course, the boss, the management tends to love the bully because they see him as someone who's a whipcracker and hard thing. Of course, the fact that everyone is on Prozac and half the absenteeism is double. But here's what you do. Why is the bully bullying? Okay, there's a lot of reasons, but look what he's doing. If he's fawning up above, he's beating those down below. This guy has a mental hierarchy in his head. He wants to be up in that hierarchy. So that's what the bully wants. He wants to be up there. That's his illusion of power. And so there's a couple of phrases that I found that you get. First of all, I'll give you the phrases, and then I'll give you the attitude.
Okay.
The phrases are, some guy comes and rants at you, got to do this, this time. I don't like the way you normally do things, but my God, you're going to do them right this time. You know, and you look at him, and you say, I'm here to make you look good, Jim.
Oh, why?
I hear that. Yeah, we're gonna make you look good, Jim.
So you're gonna
and what you said
right
to Jim...
To
but it's not a bad thing.
It's a sign
of agreement.
Okay, and
but it also says what?
I see this, and in my head, visualizing the situation, I could see it where like the sales department and the manufacturing heads are going at each other because one blames the other one for the problem. So there's really like this bullying thing. It's like I'm blaming you. I can control this, and the other person's kind of taking it, depending on whoever it is. But just as an example of that, so when you're saying when that starts to happen. And you see this person who's got something that they can actually pound down on you, you're saying to say it back to the light. I don't know, here to make you look good. I'll figure it out.
Yeah. And you're saying it seems very submissive at first, but it says, you know, oh, I'm here to make you look good, Jim.
I love it.
But what you're saying is, yes, I see what you want. Not because you're not saying to him, we're gonna have if you have a real leader, I'm here to make this thing the best it can possibly be. You don't say that to the bully. You say, I'm here to make you look good, Jim.
Oh, my gosh.
Think about the difference.
Defusing the bomb. Right. Yeah, I can see it. And I like it because it actually gives the person who's being bullied a little bit of I want to say, a chance to fight back subtly kind of thing. Yeah. Like, it gives you an angle to get around.
Yeah.
Because that, I mean, that is like the worst situation, being bullied.
Yeah. And the other thing.
And I agree with you that you have to let yourself be bullied, especially, you know, like, you know, it's so hard when you're being bullied to realize that you're letting that happen. Because you have to have strength to get around the control of the other person.
Right. Because what you have to realize is his control is, unless he's hitting you. Hitting you hard, in which case you hit her hard back, him hard back, and the attitude is, this guy is just pummeling me with words, and he is venting, and that's all I'm, and I'm just listening, and or I can get up and leave the room if he gets mad. So you think you can say, I've had enough. Yeah, you got your point. And you just, you want to store up.
Can you do that to your boss?
Want you store up? You can say to your boss, "I got the point, boss."
You can store all
the bad things you've got to say about me till our next meeting, because I really have to go off and work. Mm-hmm. Or you can do that, or you can just let them talk out. I will never forget. And the whole thing is not to get involved. I'll never forget. My mother was 93 years old. This was several months before she died. She was in a hospital. She was a woman who liked to control her own life. She was being pushed around from this place to that place, just feeling miserable all the way. Mm-hmm. And I sit down, I talk to her, and she comes in and she laces into me and really just says terrible things about me and so forth. And instead of saying, of course, the woman is constant physical pain. She's in an untenable situation. What did I do? I said, I took it all personally. I got upset. I started shaking. I said, are you kidding me?
Right.
This is a poor person. You're talking to somebody who's got more issues.
That's right. At the end of the day, the bully has problems.
Right, right.
The bully is like a total mess.
And there is, of course, the other way is that you let your strengths be known. And the other thing, one thing I've read, you say, if he talks about someone else, say, one thing I always like about Jim is that Henry is that he always works well with people. Anyway, you're saying, boss? And I just, you know, okay, I mean, you can put in.
Sure.
You can cast out that, like you said, with that marvelous example of how to get the person saying, to see themselves.
Right.
You know, to
yes.
See. Did anyone ever tell you that you're a royal,
If you get the shot, right? Mm-hmm. If you're lucky enough to find the situation where you can take the shot and it will land with even a sense of humor in some places, you know, because humor does actually resolve a lot of issues if you can do it.
I love to fight bias. I always love Groucho Marx's great way of fighting bias. He moves out to Long Island. There's a swim club. He says he goes to join the swim club, and the gentleman says, I'm sorry, sir, we do not accept Jews here. And so he says, well, my daughter's only half Jewish. Could she go in up to her waist?
that's good. Right. Yeah, I love it. All right, my turn.
You got one. Okay. And you're probably going to get a positive one.
I've been lucky.
You get all these positive ones. It's good for you. You're great.
That's another duplicate. Sorry about that. Let's see. Going to the end of the thing. Oh, the quiet mentor.
Ooh. That's a positive, but he's tough.
It is tough, because I need
someone
a mentor
who could
that
help you,
isn't
but might
quiet.
Not necessarily. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So let's think about this. Mm-hmm. See, I need a mentor that's not quiet. A quiet mentor to me would be someone that would drive me absolutely crazy.
So what you
crazy.
Really need, Jeannie, is a loud mentor.
I'm sorry about that, all you guys. The glasses on your table.
Sorry.
The quiet mentor. I mean, I would have to have, I mean, that would really bother me. That would be a person that would be impossible to me. Like, if I had to get up in the morning and go to work for someone who was a quiet mentor, it would literally drive me crazy.
Assuming they're on your side. It's just, but they don't.
Right, I guess. Well, isn't a mentor normally looking out for you?
Yeah, right. Yeah, right.
So okay, there you go. So the mentor who doesn't want to share because he doesn't perhaps want you to succeed.
Some people are just very, very quiet.
Well, they're quiet. I can deal with that. But what I don't like about quiet people is that when they come back for something, if it's negative, I did not know.
Right.
That's a bad thing. Because people who don't make, as leaders, explain what they're expecting.
Right.
That can be hard as heck to deal with.
That's a very good point. And I think we tell
because you don't know what they're expecting of you. How do you fulfill when you don't know what they want?
I think the only events that I've got is that here you have a person who is either shy or taciturn. Right. Shy means you're a little scared. Mm-hmm. Taciturn means you just are quiet. You, mm-hmm. you prefer not to talk. No reason. Mm-hmm. That's how you are. All right. One or the other. So if I had you and I wouldn't know anything about this, but if I were to,
they would not want to be around us.
No,
so we would bug them.
So what I would try to do, the only thing I can say to, is to ask this person the questions beforehand that you really need the answer to, in ways that they can be answered briefly. I mean, if you say, for instance,
that's a very practical tip.
On the last project, Jim, 1 to 10, how did you think I did? You know?
Nice.
So boom. So
you're
Jim doesn't
have to
talk. He doesn't have to go
right.
on. He can say 7.
Wow.
Oh, I said, and then you can say, quick tip on getting that to a 10. Boom.
I remember when I was about 18 and I got this awesome job. Okay.
Uh-huh.
And I have to say, now.
You probably got it for your looks, I assume.
No, I don't think
you're talented.
But thank you. The quiet mentor. Okay. I can turn this into a positive because I do remember a boss who was a quiet mentor. Okay.
I love this.
This is great. And it was right here on Main Street in Flemington, as a matter of fact, in a beautiful building right down at the end of the street here, a lot like this gorgeous chamber building office that we absolutely
love. He's the one who sold the rolling papers for the
No, we're going to have that person on the show, right?
Yes, we are.
Tell us about him. All right.
From rolling papers to a 250-foot yacht, you'll love the story. Go ahead.
Okay. I got the job, and I had worked in a bank beforehand. So I was working with people and I saw people and everybody was always like telling you what you had to do and it was easy, right?
Yeah,
so,
right.
But when I got this job, the quiet mentor, it was a software company, a payroll company back in like the 82-ish area. So basically they were from California.
Wow, this is cutting
edge. They were
edge.
Like engineer people. They were not like sales
people. These are the people who, an extrovert version of that was someone who stares at somebody else's shoes at a party.
Right.
Yeah, right.
Exactly. And I was so used to a different type of situation. And I remember I used to walk in all the time. And there was like 6 different guys. And they each have a room in the house type of thing, just like this.
Uh-huh.
And my boss was a quiet mentor. He did look out for me, but he didn't know how to ever say anything. So I would constantly be saying something to him like, I'm sorry, because I thought I was doing something wrong. So I would say it all the time because I thought I was doing something wrong.
Right.
And so after about, I don't even know, 6 months, when he started to really get to know me.
Yeah, yeah.
He just looked at me one day and he said, you know what? You don't have to keep saying you're sorry. I'm not mad at you. I'm just a very quiet manager, and I think you're doing great, but I just haven't had time to tell you.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And my life changed that day. And to be honest with you, to this day, I've learned from him where that I used to do that on more than just one occasion. I would say I'm sorry all the time to people for nothing.
That's this is one of the big flaws in our book, Behind Every Successful Woman Is Herself.
That's your book.
Mary Mitchell brought up the 10 things that women tend to say that they shouldn't.
Right.
And number one was exactly that.
I remember actually really seriously. If you asked me a question, I would start with the answer, I'm sorry, person, even for nothing.
Right. Yes.
And it was like, just stop that. This is fun because I think a lot of people out there can relate to a lot of what we're talking about and to little tips here and there. But we have to go to our break right now. It's 3:46 already. Hope you're enjoying our time here on Talented/Impossible People, which is Jeannie and Bart Jackson. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters of Weikert Realtors. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime, and selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 in Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technologies to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunting Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunting Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
Hi, this is Ruth Ann Disatel, celebrant officiant with Celebration of a Lifetime. When people ask me why I joined the Chamber, it's because I want to get to know you and what you're all about. And I want you to get to know me and what I'm all about. And together, I'd like to celebrate what we can do for Hunterdon County.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
All right, I'm having such a blast here today. I'm sure you can hear it in our voices, but Bart and I are tight friends, co-hosts here.
More tight than we should be, but that's another problem.
That's because we've known each other for so long, we're allowed to be really tight friends. And I am just loving this game that he created for us to play today, which I hope you are too. It's normally talented people. He brings in a game where we've got this, what's this hat called again?
Oh, Tasmanian. This is my Tasmanian pith helmet.
Right? Uh-huh. It's the funniest thing you'll see in pictures.
It's not, the name was not made up by someone with a lisp, by the way.
I love
it.
We're pulling like out of a hat these, you know, reading a little like type of personality in the office. It could be impossible or it could be talented. And mostly we're working on impossible. It's your turn. He's going to pick
all
one out.
Okay.
We're
going
to explore the situation and try to give you some feedback.
I'm reaching for something. This is a big fat one. What does this say?
I think this should be a game.
This is the visionary leader and you. And that this seems like, oh, this is heaven. We've got a great visionary leader who's a great boss and he wants to drive the company forward. Well, my feeling about that is you've got to be a little careful.
Yes.
The visionary leader, Jack Welch, was a visionary leader. And his whole idea of visionary was to fire 60% of the people and pay egregiously well the remaining 40%. He was absolutely ruthless. A woman came up to him and said, one of his vice presidents said to a friend of mine who worked for him, Jack's speechwriter, said, you know, I'm pregnant again, but I don't dare tell Jack because he'll really lace into me. In other words, the visionary leader is someone who is, where do you think his focus is? His focus is on his vision.
Right.
So the question is, you've got someone who is a powerful, driven person who wants to do this. And he may not be looking, he's looking less at you, and he may just want to see you more as a skid on the way to dragging the sledge toward victory.
So my first,
you must have known a couple.
I my mind's like all about it, but I'm thinking of a visionary leader that I love is like Bill Gates.
Okay.
If we just take that, because this person obviously had the ability to have such vision that the whole world has changed, right?
Right.
Okay.
Uh-huh. Right.
Now, there were people behind that vision that must have been implementing, and I like his personality because he's very, he has vision, obviously,
right. Uh-huh.
But he's practical somehow, because he's not like hyper and he's not like selling, like when you're watching like an infomercial, you know, and you're like, let's go back to like a Ron Popeil, for those who live long enough to know who the guy is. I don't even think he's around, but he's like a hyper visionary, right? Like he's got so much going on. He's selling.
Yeah,
who fulfills?
Well, then there's the other type that can rut in and be just obsessed with what he's working on. The Zuckerberg, by the way. Both Gates and Zuckerberg they quit Harvard after 1 year.
Yeah.
So it goes to show, parents listening out there, get your kid into Harvard and get them out after the first year. This is why statistics lie.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I don't know. I do think a visionary leader, there's got to be some containment to the vision, you know what
right,
I mean? Or
right.
It would really be too much because you're putting yourself in jeopardy because it's not enough real.
Yeah, right.
Is that right?
Edison was a visionary leader who had no hope of, he was terrible at treating people.
Really?
And he got himself fixed on one vision, direct electricity. And so a young man who is one of the oddest balls ever to come into any inventive field, Tesla, comes in and says, I can do alternating current. And Edison loved the guy. He thought he was great, but he couldn't stand to have his own vision destroyed or mutated that far to go into alternative. Tesla went over to Westinghouse, and that's why.
Is that right?
That's why we are lit up. Oh, no.
I love the way you're here in the studio. We learn so much.
Living, but that's a whole other story.
I think that goes back to visionary leader. I love learning about these people that you've interviewed and known and read about for years. But anyway, visionary leader goes back to almost one of the first ones that we found where I think my personal opinion is that the visionary leader has to be paired up with a T-crosser. For the sake of investors and everybody else. Because the visionary leader could be awesome, and it could be an awesome salesperson, but there's got to be the fulfillment somehow.
So what do you do? You've got a visionary leader. What you're saying is you want to tether this guy into reality. You want to act as his tether into reality, is what you're saying?
I want to make sure that if I'm working for a visionary leader,
right.
that... Even I'm not the type of person. I'm a T-crosser at all. Right, I'm more of a visionary person. That's bull crap. I want to sell stuff. I want to talk about it. I can get it. I get into it.
Some have visions. I have fantasies. Yeah. And this is really very sad. Would you like to hear about it? I didn't think so.
It's just too easy to just be a pitcher, you know, like a sales visionary, a pitcher of things.
Right, right.
But you have to be able to deliver, I guess. It would drive me crazy if I were working with someone who was always having such great ideas, but like, hello, how are we going to get this done? I need to know.
This goes back to the promiser and teaming up.
Yeah.
And I think that you can work at that.
But I do respect visionary leaders.
The one
leaders.
Thing
Love
is
that.
That you have to see, I would say, if I'm working with such an individual, I want to know how far he'll stray. Edison would take new things, but only so far.
Exactly.
So how far will he stray from his vision? And therefore, I can pick my role. I can help him. And the best thing I can do in business, and the best thing anyone can do in any business, is to be oriented toward making the product and the business the best it is. The heck with the competition, the heck with the people, the heck with pleasing this one. Be absolutely obsessed with making the product that you're working on the work and best possible. And that's how you... It's amazing how those silly folks who do that get promoted.
I love that. And that's, you know what? That sums it up because our show is almost over in 2 minutes. I don't even know how we could end it any better than that. But I do want you to know that's the truth. You know what? Focus on making your whatever it is the absolute best that it can be.
Right.
And then all of the other stuff seems like it's manageable.
I would say as one final follow up on all of it is that... Set aside some what I call Sartre moments in your life. Put all these people that you meet aside, the good and the bad. Make sure that you spend a lot of time, a substantial amount of time, strictly alone. Get to know yourself. You will be surprised how easily other people can be dealt with when you have a good solid grounding in yourself where you are.
That's it. The art of a CEO delivers the CEO of yourself. Words of wisdom again on our Talented People show here, 356.
What
a good time. I hope you guys enjoyed listening to our show today and being part of it. And hopefully we gave you some ideas, you know, points to ponder if you're dealing with some of these personalities. And Bart will be back because he's going to be co-hosting with me every other now and then. Mm-hmm. We'll let you know every week as he's going to be back. And if you enjoyed this, don't forget to share the archive and follow us along on Twitter or Facebook. You can just look up Jeannie Murphy PR or The Art of a CEO. You'll see Bart in his hat and you'll get the archive. Share it around. Listen, have a great week. I'll be back again on Talented People on Tuesday at 1 o'clock. Featuring, I think it's Mayor Janice Kovich next week again. Thank you, Bart, for being here. It's so great.
Jeannie, it's a privilege.
Oh, and same here. And thank you all. It's very much a privilege to both Bart and I for you guys listening in. So we'll talk to you. Listen in next Tuesday on Wednesday, Townspeople 3 to 4. Have a great week.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
It's unclear whether it was an accident or something more serious, but a police spokeswoman just said they don't believe there was a nexus with terrorism and that it was simply a criminal incident. President Trump uses his pen yesterday to take some new actions, rolling back some Obama-era regulations.
The action I'm taking today will eliminate federal overreach, restore economic freedom, and allow our companies and our workers to thrive.
Democrats are livid at the...
like lead, chromium 6, chlorine, pesticides, pharmaceutical drugs, and more. Go to waterwithangie.com or call 888-440-8150, 888-440-8150, or waterwithangie.com. And, you know, 33 states, a Harvard study shows 33 states have unsafe levels of harmful toxins in the drinking water. If you care about your health and the health of your kids, your spouse, you should be outraged. And while the communities and states attempt to get their acts together to get us the clean water we need, there is this safe alternative now. My family uses it. The water tastes absolutely delicious. It's the Alexa Pure Pitcher, 888-440-8150 or waterwithangie.com.
Defiance from Democratic Mayor of Chicago Rahm Emanuel, who vows his city will stand with other cities as safe harbors for immigrants in the face of a Justice Department threat to cut federal funds to sanctuary cities. David Stewart reports from Chicago.
Mayor Emanuel says Chicago and other sanctuary cities are running away as hollow since the Justice Department itself is losing funds.
And I find it a little ironic. They said they're going to withhold monies on public safety. Did you look at the president's budget he introduced? He actually cut the Justice Department. So this is kind of like, in my view, a bit of a joke in that sense.
Emanuel says Chicago will remain welcoming to immigrants.
Meanwhile, the nation's biggest police unions warning President Trump not to cut federal grants to sanctuary cities. Fraternal Order of Police Executive Director Jim Pasco says they don't like sanctuary cities, but cutting that funding could hurt police departments. This is USA Radio News.
From Samaritan's Purse and Franklin Graham comes Facing Darkness. In 2014, as the Ebola virus was devastating West Africa, international relief organization Samaritan's Purse stepped up.
God has called us to care for the dying, to care for those that are suffering. Jesus Christ didn't run. We run to the fire. We don't run away from it.
Facing Darkness, a true story of faith. In select cinemas for one night only, Thursday, March 30th. For theaters and tickets, go to facingdarknessmovie.com. That's facingdarknessmovie.com.
All Democratic National Committee staffers have been told to submit their resignations as the party organization looks to remake itself after losses in November's elections. NBC News reports party officials made the request last month, shortly after the election of Tom Perez to be the new DNC chief. A committee's to decide which, if any, staffers will be then asked to come back and what other changes need to be made. About 200,000 people still without power in Texas hours after storms rumbled through overnight, and most are in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. That took the brunt of the onslaught. The storms damaging homes, knocking down trees, and causing a lot of car wrecks across the Lone Star State. Cat owners, here's a bulletin. Researchers say your pet wants your attention more than it wants to eat, but it's pretty close, as Mark Mayfield explains.
A new study by Oregon State University debunks the notion that cats are antisocial. The researchers deprived 50 cats of food, attention, toys, and scent for several hours. When the cats were reintroduced to these four stimuli and given a choice of which to have first, their top choice was human affection. Food came in second.
And less than 2 weeks after the death of Chuck Berry, one of his albums is on the charts. Berry's The Definitive Collection is in the top 40 of the Billboard 200, the first album by the rock and roll icon to make the top 40 since 1972. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
This is Jeannie Aversa, CRPC, financial advisor at Patton Heide & Associates. Do you have questions about your retirement? Like, will your money last throughout your lifetime? Will you have enough to live the life you want? And when will you be able to retire? If so, you're not alone. As a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., Patton Heide & Associates can help you find the answers with the exclusive Confident Retirement Approach. We'll work with you one-to-one to understand your goals and discuss the four key areas of retirement, including covering your essentials, lifestyle, protection, and legacy needs. From there, we'll work together to develop a retirement roadmap with clear steps you can take to help you retire on your terms. Call Patton Heide & Associates today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 30. Investment advisory products and services are made